biased and baseless. That's the final verdict by many Armenian Christians living in Iran regarding claims made by the U.S. government that they lack freedom to perform their religious rituals in the Islamic Republic. Christianity in Iran dates back to the early years of the faith, predating Islam. Currently, there are at least 600 churches and over 300,000 Christians in Iran. Under the constitution, all divine religions in Iran have their own representatives at the parliament and enjoy equal rights with fellow lawmakers. Speaking to Press TV, their representatives said, "The Catholic Armenians are followers of one of the divine religions in Iran, who can perform religious rituals and carry out social and cultural activities in the country with full freedom."
Right now we are renovating four churches in the city of Urumqi. The U.S. has long been seeking to present itself as a defender of the rights of Iranian religious minorities, accusing the Islamic establishment of intolerance toward them. As always, such accusations are false and biased.
A Jewish lawmaker also said that the U.S. government is pursuing an opportunistic approach to minorities to meet its own interests. He said the U.S. attitude toward colored people is a clear example in this regard, and that Washington should be concerned about its own poor human rights records at home and abroad.
I don't like to waste my time dismissing the claims made by a narcissistic president against Iran. I would like to invite U.S. officials to come and see for themselves that there are many churches and synagogues in Iran. Religious minorities have more freedom in Iran than anywhere else in the world.
Under the constitution, the official religion of Iran is Shia Islam. However, the Islamic Republic recognizes Zoroastrian, Jewish, and Christian religious minorities. The constitution stipulates that investigation into individual beliefs is forbidden, and that no one may be harmed or taken to task simply for holding a certain belief. Ghamban Noderi, Press TV, Tehran.